Welcome to Talk Workshop Podcast. We have with us today Philip Welch, independent financial advisor, new member to Workshop. Thank you for joining us today. Philip brings a wealth of knowledge in respect to teaching us independent financial decision-making goals, right? Aspirations to take your finances from not just zero to 100, but from, you know, educating you on the basic practices, you know, in the financial sector, you know, from TSP to Roth IRAs to savings to checkings to debt to credit cards, basic fundamentals, the things that you need to succeed, and then take you step one, two, and three, which is elevating you from, you know, education to the actual budget, and then from budget to actual goals. So without further ado, we'll get this started. Welcome again to the Talk Workshop Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Follow us on all social media, Workshop MGM on Facebook, or on Instagram, Workshop on Facebook, Black Soul Collective again, engineering the audio. Stay tuned to the playlist. Again, tune in, listen, learn a little something from our very own Philip Welch. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Workshop, and we are hosting the Talk Workshop podcast, live podcast. This morning, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to, first, I'd just like to say, you know, thank you for everybody who's out there tuning in or who goes back and follows and likes and shares. There's a lot of people. It takes a lot of work to get all this started, and I appreciate everybody's hard work and effort. This morning, we have Philip Welch. Philip is a independent financial advisor. Philip joined Workshop from day one. I mean, immediately, as soon as I told him about it, I probably told him about it before its inception, before it was even real, and Philip immediately jumped on and said, yeah, I want to be a part of that. But I had some stuff I want to throw out first, you know, before starting this, and this is kind of where the financial mindset is and where I want the conversation to go. You know, I looked at this space. Initially, I didn't see Workshop. Initially, I saw a building that I could have used for lab that I was going to turn into a physical location, come pick up the games, but then also opportunities where individuals could rent out individual rooms here and have parties, right? So you have to bring your kids, have a giant game party here, right, in the space. But I think this was a win-win because when I was looking at turning it into an exclusive place for laugh, I had a vision for the individuals that I needed to be a part of a laugh team, right? So a laugh team consisted of a social media person, right? A lawyer, a financial advisor, and then, you know, an event coordinator, all these different things. But all that still came to fruition with Workshop because I've got a financial advisor, we've got a social media expert, we've got concierge service, we've got IT services, and then we've got boutiques coming into the space. So it's still, even with Workshop, even though my initial vision was this was just going to be the LAF headquarters and I could use individual small business people to kind of help push my business in the next direction, which is franchising and getting out across the country, that still came to where we're at today with Workshop. So having an in-house financial advisor couldn't be more beneficial, I think, not just for me, but then for anybody who steps into the space, whether they're a business owner or not, if they're just renting the space for the day, I think just knowing and having that person around, knowing that you're a resource, is tremendous. So without further ado, Philip Welch, so tell us a little bit about yourself, where are you from, and, you know, yeah, we'll start there. Where are you from?
All right. Well, first, thanks for having me here, Julian. I really appreciate it. Phil Welch, I'm initially from Roseville, Michigan. I ended up joining the military, Air Force, right out of high school. So at 18, I started traveling everywhere. I ended up doing 20 years in the Air Force, and my last assignment brought me here to Montgomery, Alabama. Never thought I'd end up here, but I decided to retire in 2017. And when I did that, I decided to stay in the area, build my networks, and take over working in the financial industry and helping advise people. My last assignment here at Maxwell, I was a director and instructor for contingency wartime planning course, and I really enjoyed that, helping educate people and just being an instructor. And I wanted to continue doing that when I retired, and that's, you know, in 2016, I was starting to think about retirement, what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to help people still, I wanted to serve still, and I wanted to do something with finances. So I looked into some of the bigger firms and thought about being an advisor with them. And then through my transition assistance program in the military, I went on LinkedIn. They teach you about doing that and networking and everything else. And I found one of my ROTC friends from back at Michigan from back in 1999. And he is a financial advisor. And I saw that he had his own branch out in Virginia. And so I wanted to talk to him about the industry and get some advice from him. And I ended up talking with him, and I thought it was going to be a 15-minute conversation. It ended up being 2 hours. And you know, everything he was doing, he was all about educating people, helping people and educate them and putting them first. And that's what I wanted to do. And so I joined his team and decided to go independent like he did, to where I have no proprietary products. I don't have anything I have to sell or I have to push on people. I can go out and help the client, talk to them, find out what they need, and then go out and get what they need. That'll give them a solution for what they're looking for out of life. So, that's how I transitioned into the financial services business. And I've been doing that now since 2016.
Yeah, so I'd say that, you know, being a service member, right, we all didn't get the speech that you don't talk about politics, you don't talk about finances, and you don't talk about religion. But too often, I mean, I was a commander for 2 years in Benning, and I'm sure you saw it. We've got buddies who are service members that just are living lifestyles that, not say not healthy financial lifestyles, right? But it's because they're not being educated the right way, right? Because there are so many advantages that a service member has. You've got, you know, TSP. You've got, if you join and your grandfather like you and I, you can do the 20 years and get that paycheck for the rest of your life, right? Now they've got the 401k program for all the new soldiers out there. So, man, it couldn't be more key, I think, for the people out here in Montgomery. If you want to, first of all, if you're a service member in Montgomery, it would make sense to speak to someone who's kind of got that experience, right? I mean, 20 years under his belt can tell you, hey, these are left and right, you know, times that I kind of skewed away from my financial plans and just how I reeled myself back in. But we talked about this yesterday, but really, what's the steps? You know, what's step one when I meet Philip Welch? What's step two? What's step three in terms of, you know, and it's really to help tell the people out there to, hey, don't be scared. You know, Phil's not out here to trap you into a long life, you know, commitment, some contract where he's managing your finances. What is your steps, the steps that you take when meeting with the customer and the progression to getting that potential client to just be more financially inclined and have some freedom in their life?
Right. That's a great question. So first off, with me, as an entrepreneur, I've learned now, I have the right mindset, I want to provide value to people. So the first thing I want to do is get out in the community, do workshops, financial workshops, and provide, you know, financial principles that everybody can follow. Simple ways to make simple improvements to your financial strategy to where you can meet the vision you have for your retirement or your financial freedom. So first off, I offer workshops throughout the community, and I bring people in, and the types of people that come in are going to be people that want to be a client. They know they need a financial advisor. They want advice. They want help. So first off, we got that group of people. Then we have other people that want to be a part of the team, become an associate within the financial industry, and to further help other people and to increase their own income. And then finally, we have people that just want to get some financial education. And that's the foundation of what I'm trying to build here with this business, is educating people, helping them out, and being able to get them looking at their retirement and their future. A lot of people wait until they're 40, 45 to start thinking about retirement, and that's just too late. So first off, you know, is the financial workshop, about an hour long, some principles, talk about Rule 72, talk about different life insurance policies, the types there are, and just get them thinking about the different products that are out there. There's no sales pitch, there's nothing I'm trying to sell, just trying to educate. Now, people are interested because it's not a one-size-fits-all for everybody. Everybody's going to be in a different place in their life, different dreams, different visions. So we just want to get them thinking about that. And if they're interested after that, hopefully they got some value already, but if they want to come back and meet one-on-one, then we have a kind of a, it's a six-step process, but it's basically three meetings for most individuals that want to become a client. So the first meeting, we come down, get together about 45 minutes to an hour, and we just talk about where you're at, what your vision is for retirement, what you would need to live that vision in retirement or financial freedom. And a lot of people don't think about that. So that's the first thing we want to do, is get you thinking about your future. And then after that, we take stock of where you're at. What kind of assets do you have? What's your income? What's your expenses? And things like that. So that's just a, you know, information gathering for that meeting. And then I'll take that, I'll go back, I'll analyze that. And meeting number two, about an hour and a half long, we'll go over the analysis. We'll give you the number based off of your vision and what you want in retirement or financial freedom, what number you need to have in order to live out your life the way you want. Because we don't, and then from that number, we will build a strategy with recommendations and advice how you can get that number to where you can retire the way you want. We don't want you to lower your expectations or your dreams or your vision because you're not going to meet that number based off of what you're doing now. We want to change your strategy, help you figure out what you can do differently in order to meet that vision. So at that meeting, we talk about, you know, here's where you're at, here's the number you need to be, here's our recommendations for what you can change to get to your vision and your dream. And then if they're ready to go and they know that's what they want to do and they're comfortable and they understand it all, you know, we can, you know, put some of those practices into place during that meeting. If they want more information or they want to think about, come back for a third meeting, kind of go back over what we've already talked about, make sure they understand everything, answer any questions, and then move forward with recommendations. And all that is at no cost to the client. So that's just providing that value, helping them out. And if they want to walk away at that point, they got some valuable information, they can go do some things on their own that'll probably improve what they're already doing, but they won't have that complete benefit of having that advisor that, you know, can steer them in the right direction, because money's emotional, and you need to take the emotion out of it in order to do the right things for the future. And it's always good to have an advisor that can sit down and show you the best way forward without having that emotion attached.
Yeah, so when I'm understanding, right, so someone like me, right, Julian Petty, 33 years old, right, and so at first meeting would go general education, right? You would say, hey, Julian, I'm not insulting your intelligence or what you've heard, but let's just educate you on some basic principles, right? The Rule of 72, you know, stocks, bonds, budget. And then if you feel like you want to proceed, great. If you don't, then that's fine. It's just general education. I'm just giving you information. So it's going to be basically exactly what you're going to do here at workshop on June 25th. You're giving out information, right? And educating people. So from that education, then it's if I feel like I want to follow up, right? I follow up, and then that's when we look at my personal, right? And say, hey, this is my current habits, right? I allocate this much amount a month to TSP. I allocate this much amount to, you know, my Roth, you know, life insurance. I, you know, pay these things first, and then here's my bills and expenses, and then this is my play money, whatever, right? And then that third meeting is really where you sit down and say, okay, now that you understand the basics, now that we see your habits, now let's come up with a plan to take you from, you know, where I think I need, you know, $2 million to retire, when in actuality I may need 10 or 15 million to live the lifestyle that I want to live, right?
Right.
Or 100 million, right? That'd be great.
Right.
Right. But then, so what I'm trying to get at for everybody else out there is, talking finances are difficult, right? And a lot of people, I have felt pressure from a lot of, maybe not independent people or corporate people or people who work for other organizations, where they want to sell you on their product, their life insurance or their funds or whatever, right? And I feel more excited knowing that I've got somebody on the team who wants to first educate me and then look at my finances, and then I have the decision to move forward or not, you know, and you're not holding me to a contract that says, no, man, we're going to do this, and I need $100 for my time, you know.
Right.
When eventually, yeah, I should compensate you for those things, but at least giving people the opportunity to be educated for free, right? Just like the class you're going to do on the 25th is a free workshop for people just to get educated. And then for you to take the time and sit down with people and look at their finances with them one-on-one, and then have the follow-up to say, hey, look, this is how we move forward. So I would say definitely something that I'm going to take advantage of. Definitely super excited to have you here. But then let's talk about moving forward. Moving forward, here in workshop, we already have you planned to do the financial workshop. After we do, really, what is more than what I've already spoke about with the financial workshop, kind of want to hear from you. What is the financial workshop that we're going to do on the 25th consist of?
Right. And real quick, before I go into that, you brought up a good point that I forgot to mention. You talked about budget. And after that first individual meeting one-on-one, during that second meeting, or the third meeting, if you count the workshop as the first, that's when I'll come back with an interactive budget that I'll provide everyone that I meet with. If you give me your information, I'm going to provide an interactive budget, because I like to equate it with weight loss, you know, same as financial planning. If losing weight, you got to track what you're eating or you're never going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And if you track what you're spending, you're going to be more conscious of your decisions and you're going to stop wasting money on things you don't really need. So just getting that budget and tracking from month to month, not just forgetting about the prior month once that month's over, but having to look at it and see what you've done, is really going to help you change habits relatively easily. That's going to save you some money in the long run. So we provide that interactive budget, and we take care of that. So that's one important thing. And then just having a financial advisor, you talked about the pressure and things like that. And I've been there, I've seen it, and I don't want to do that to people. So that's why I want to get out and provide this value. A lot of people don't realize they can get a financial advisor and the benefits that they can get. And for some of the bigger firms, you know, you have to be wealthy to get a personal financial advisor. They might have a $200,000, even $1 million. Basically, you have to have assets that they can invest.
Yeah, yeah. It's USAA, and not throw them under the bus, but they are like that, right? So they'll look at your, because I asked this before. Hey, I want somebody to manage my stuff for me. I want somebody to tell me, hey, you're spending too much here, you're not spending enough here, or not saving enough here, and then tell me, put me on a budget. I don't care, put me on a budget.
Right.
But they'll only do that if, you know, I've got, you know, $50,000 in this and $100,000 here, and you know, and at the current time, I wasn't there yet. You know,
right.
I wasn't, and I don't feel like I should be able to get advice and get help,
right?
Not based on my assets and you know my wealth. It should be 22-year-old college student says, I do not want to be in debt longer than 2 years after graduating college. Well, then, okay, let's sit down with Phil and let's figure out how you can pay that debt off
right
within 2 years of getting out of it. Maybe it may suck because you're going to have to work a couple of jobs, but you're out of debt in 2 years versus being in debt for 5 or 6 years.
Right. You know, and that just snowballs if you don't get out quick, too.
Interest.
Right, exactly. So with that, we want to help everybody. I will help any family that wants the help. So there's no minimum. We don't even ask, you know, what assets you have that you can invest. Most places, that's the first question out of their mouth because they need to know if they're going to advise you or not. Us, our first question on a one-on-one is, what's your vision? How do you want to live your life after retirement or when you're financially free? We'll get into what you have and to invest, or if you have anything to invest at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't start with that because we will help anybody. And we're there to advise, not judge. So if you got $60,000 in debt, credit card debt, and you have no assets, we're going to find a plan that's going to help you get out of that. And a lot of my clients are in that position, and we will help them. But if you're ultra wealthy or you got $1 million that you can invest, we can help you with that too and do better than what you would have done on your own.
Right.
So we look to help all families. So our mission is to empower families to define and achieve financial freedom through world-class solutions. So we're going to sit down, help you define what financial freedom is for you, and then we're going to come up with a plan and a strategy for you to achieve that. So we will help anybody. So whether you, and remember, if you got debt, I agree with what Julian said about the three things you don't talk about. I still agree with two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, I read The Millionaire Next Door, Secrets of the Millionaire Next Door, and that's one of their secrets is millionaires always talk about money because they want to know what they can do better. They want to know what they can improve, and they're not afraid to talk about it. And that's how they got to where they're at.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, it's still a stigma, right? I mean, I could bring five people in here right now, you know, and we could take the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are 7 people here right now. We could take all of us, sit us around a table right now, and there are going to be some of us that are scared to talk about their finances. There are going to be a lot of us scared to pull up your checking account. Where are you at? Pull up your savings account. Where are you at? You know, how much you bring in a month. And it's a hard conversation because we all know we're not doing the best that we could do. And we all know that, right? And it's hard because budgeting is hard. Budgeting is hard. I don't know how many times I've sat around the table with Carla and said, and we do this often. You know, we go through it every couple of months. Hey, let's sit down and write a budget out again. And I break out the spreadsheet. And then I start looking at, you know, hey, kids, Eli's 6, Avery's 3. Where are we at in college funds? Okay. Where are we at in retirement? Where are we at in, you know, saving for trips, Disney.
Right.
I mean, we started this thing. Now that we have to go every year, so now we've got to plan accordingly, right? And you know, we don't want to be busting your butt to try to pay for things, you know, last minute, or go in debt trying to, you know, pay for things. So,
right. Right.
We are going to use Phillips services, and I would encourage anyone out there who is scared to talk about finances to sit down with Phillip and know that it's not a I'm not going to force you into my product or my service. If you want to use me, you can use me or not. All right. Or you can just show up and travel in these free workshops and then see where you want to go from there. You might learn something there that other people have kind of not told you or misled you in directions. And, you know, and I think that's the asset, the benefit of you being around. So I'd say now that we have you here, we know what you're bringing to the table. You're going to help, one, get us fundamentals, right? Keep us abreast of, you know, the basics, and then keep us inclined on what's going on in terms of the market and the economy, and then help people with personal finances and then help people reach their goals, right?
Right.
And then we wanted to ask you, from the workshop perspective, what has workshop already been beneficial for you in terms of you come into workshop because you took a risk, right? You were at the Small Business Resource Center provided by the Chamber, right? And, you know, I talked to you about it. And, you know, not to say you were hesitant, but you got to see apples to apples what the Small Business Resource is giving you versus what workshop can provide you. So just tell us a little bit about what has workshop already done?
Right. That's a great question. So, you know, I met Julian about 2 years ago when we were both in orientation for the Chamber of Commerce here in Montgomery. And I just knew there was something there. And we've seen each other over a couple times in the last 2 years during events. And then he always said, I got something in the works. We're going to talk. And then when he finally told me, I don't know, a few months ago about workshop and, you know, it came to fruition, I thought that's perfect because I need a place. I do a lot of my business from home, but I don't bring clients into the home to meet with them and talk about their finances. I do my paperwork, I'll make phone calls and things like that. So I need somewhere where I can meet with my clients and have privacy. I mean, we can meet at a coffee shop or whatnot, but we're talking about their finances. So I need some privacy. So having the opportunity to use the workshop to go in and have meeting rooms or an office here and just be able to meet one-on-one with clients is perfect. Because I don't need it every day.
Mm-hmm.
I need it when I got the clients and I can line them up, you know, one after another in a day. Makes it easy to meet and work with them. And then on top of that, you mentioned the workshop we're going to be doing on the 25th here. And I just needed a bigger space, a space where I can do these workshops, reach out to the community, bring people in. I've done them at public libraries. I've done them at different businesses that bring me in to help talk to their employees and help educate people. But I like to do them on my own, too, and bring in, you know, select groups of people in order to do that. And now I have the space here. I mean, the space is perfect for it. So whether it's going to be 5 to 10 people for a workshop or a bigger event like the 25th is going to be, where I think we get about 40 people here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a perfect space for me. I don't need it every day, but when I need it, it's here and I can schedule it and it works. And on top of that, is I need to be somewhere where I can get in front of people, meet new people, network with especially people with the right mindset. Entrepreneurs have a different mindset than your average person. A lot of people are hesitant. Entrepreneurs are in that mindset now. They know they need to move. They need to take action.
Mm-hmm.
You can think about it and plan all you want. If you don't take action, you're not going to get where you need to be.
Never get done.
And so to be able to network with those like-minded individuals that know they need to make changes and are ready to take action right away, I mean, that's going to be a great opportunity. Bringing in people and referrals and helping you and your family. And then going from there. I mean, I have great expectations for what's going to come out of this relationship.
Good. Well, I am super excited to have you, and I know it took a while to get here. Now that you're here, you know, it's one of those things that I have to sit down and do. And I need somebody else to look at myself other than me. You know, because I'm doing it based on the financial peace class that I took. Dave Ramsey, watching the videos, the Army provided me that resource.
Right.
A chaplain that I was good friends with sat me down and, hey, let's do that. Let's you and Carla look at your finances. Brought Carla into the class. We watched the whole video. But definitely somebody more personal that, I mean, we're right here in the neighborhood.
Right.
I mean, and you and I working together. And then I think just me identifying that, hey, I'm not perfect by any means in my finances at all. You know, there's things that I am good at, you know, and I know my weaknesses. So I do want to focus on those weaknesses. But then maybe that'll help some of the people who are out there watching now, or some of the people that may tune into this later, for them to say, hey, you know, I know I need help too, you know. And maybe they will take you up or take workshop up or take an opportunity to come to the financial workshop to actually learn a little bit, get educated, you know. There was one thing to be taught during the side hustle workshop put on by the chamber that I think is very important. I think if I would have been more educated as a younger man and more disciplined in my finances as a younger man, and I'm talking high school, you know, when I really started getting a paycheck, because as soon as I was old enough to work, you know, I had a work permit and took it to my mom and said, sign the work permit, I'm ready to go. I mean, it wasn't working anywhere but Sonic. I worked at Steinmark, but I mean, I was making money, but that was money was going to gas, it was going to car insurance, and it was going to, you know, partying and hanging out with, you know, friends. So I think that if there was a way that I would say we could help Montgomery, because that's really about helping the community, you know, we could start next door and work with Park Crossing and, you know, school and say, hey, look, let's get some young kids in here who work or are about to start working. Let's catch them at 15 years old or 14 years old and have them show up and give them the class and just show them that very simple model that everybody loves putting on the internet, right? Whereas, hey, you save $100 when you're 16 and you only do it for, you know, a couple times, versus you doing it at 25 and 30, how the interest alone just accrues and you're well taken care of, versus you waiting until you're, you know, a grown man and you've got kids to feed to start saving. So,
right.
That's where I see the vision for this, because I think that you're the right person for it. I think that you have the mindset for it. Knowing that. You're not out there to try to sell people on anything, because you're already retired. You already have another job. You know, it's not that you're trying to get rich off of people by helping them with their finances. You're just trying to do what you've been doing, which is serving, and just serving in a different capacity. Now you've moved from the service and serving to being in the financial sector for anybody who can take advantage of your services. So I appreciate that more than anything else.
And that's great you mentioned the young people, because it's very important just to get them early as they're starting to earn money and not following the same, you know, potentially bad habits their parents had, incurring that debt and spending everything they make. I mean, just a couple of statistics, 40% of Americans cannot come up with $400 in a case of an emergency. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people don't have an emergency fund. They just have credit cards and credit card debt. So we want to try to change that. And the earlier we start with the younger folks, the better off we're going to be. And then 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, part of just, you know, a lot of people don't want to admit where they're at, and that's the hardest part, is getting started. Once you come in and talk to somebody, you're halfway through the battle. We can come up with a plan, get you that peace of mind, and see what it looks like, what your future will look like. You can look at it, the numbers don't lie, mm-hmm. and you can feel better about what you're doing, knowing you're on the way to get out of that debt, or you're on the way to have that retirement nest egg that you need to support your family in retirement. And that's the things we'll work on. And, you know, the younger, the better. Again, I'll help anybody that's interested and wants to move forward with things. And again, it's at no cost to anybody. You know, the more people I help, the more it's going to benefit me in the long run. But I get more out of helping somebody that's $60,000 in debt, credit card debt, just helping them save $200 a month and pay down that debt and just see that burden lift off their shoulders, mm-hmm. knowing, okay, they can start saving finally instead of just paying interest on their debt. And I get more joy out of that than signing a big life insurance policy with somebody that's wealthy. You know, that might get me more income or commission, but I don't feel as good about it because I want to help those that need the help the most.
Yeah, so I see this as an opportunity where we can not only help in-house, you know, with, you know, the 6 and 7 small businesses that we already have operating in this space, you know, for me, for future and growing, I think, you know, me putting other businesses in place and getting other businesses in here and getting younger folks in here, I think that helps them. You know, I think that it's going to be a huge benefit just having somebody in-house that, you know, you can pick up his card, get his email, stop by where he's going to be at, you know, when he's here, and just reach out to him, you know, get on his schedule and sit down with him for a few minutes and just go over some things. Hey, before I go buy this Wave Runner or this Sea-Doo, you know, hey, Phil, what do you think, you know, or I'm about to sell my car because I don't like it anymore. I want to get a new car, you know, is it worth it? Or, you know, what, you know, we all have to be cautious about what we do and conscious about our decisions. So, couldn't be more happy to have you here. I'm really glad that we do have somebody that is in-house that we can lean on. And then even from a business perspective, because, you know, I've made a lot of these financial business decisions on my own with little to no guidance. You know, I mean, I've reached out to friends that are, I've got two really good friends that are CPAs, Jose Garcia and Jack Baltar, Jackson, Atlanta, doing CPA work for a big firm. And Jose Garcia, is now doing independent, you know, personal and business. So having somebody, and I like having somebody local, because I have to reach out to them. They're busy. One of them's in Augusta. The other one's in Atlanta. You know, a lot of my records here. I would love to just throw it on the table when we talk about it. But then I also see an added benefit to our older generation. Because to be truthful, you know, it's a hard discussion to have with your family because, and my mom probably be mad because I know she's watching this right now, but we didn't talk about finances in the house. You know, I knew things weren't good, you know, because she was a single parent, but you know, I didn't know how bad things are. And that's good because a parent, but I think there was a certain age where probably I should have been schooled a little bit and saying, hey, look, you're starting to make money. Do this and don't ever break away from it. Right. Put money. And that was told. My grandfather was really big about that. And, you know, between my grandfather and my mom, you know, people tell you, But, you know, sometimes you need that will, you know, and that backslide. Say, no, you're going to do it. You're going to put, every time you get a check, you're going to put a third of it to savings. And I did that for a while. You know, I was a lifeguard at one point in time. I saved a little money here and there. I've had really good jobs, you know, coming up. But being disciplined is the hardest thing.
Right.
And it is. It's very, very hard being disciplined. It's hard being disciplined as a grown-up, right? Just, you look at your checking account and, you know, you want something bad enough. It's nothing for any one of us probably to say, you know, I want a TV. All right, I'm going to go buy a TV, you know. Or something breaks, you just go get a new one. You know, you don't think about it. You know, if you got a credit card, you just go and do it. Or if you got cash, you just go and do it, you know. Could we sacrifice? Hell yeah, we sacrifice. But do we sacrifice? No. You know, sorry for the, you know, hell yeah to the finances. But it is that important. I mean, so I think if we could catch, you know, that'd be my contribution, right, is I will do my best to try to partner with, you know, either local nonprofits or local schools, and take the opportunity, even if we have to go together and partner with folks and come out of workshop. But I would love to bring people here and show them, hey, you can meet an entrepreneur in this space, right? You can meet somebody that's maybe in a profession that you want to be in, and you can talk to somebody about managing your finances. I mean, anyway, let me get off my soapbox, but I'm happy to have you because I need you, Laugh needs you, Workshop needs you, and then I think that we will see just from this conversation now, and I'm hoping that you being in a space and providing opportunities for people to be educated without any, the no hassle guarantee and no commitment, that more people will show up and want to learn about how to manage your finances, right? I don't want to be 60 years old and have debt. I don't want to be 40 years old and have debt.
Right.
I don't want to be 33 and have debt, but I mean, I've taken on that responsibility.
And that's key, the no hassle. I mean, I'm fine with, even if you don't want to go to a workshop right away, I'll get coffee with you and talk and build a relationship. I want to build relationships with people. And from there, with the trust, you know, going into helping with finances. I don't just need them to come in, hey, let's get your money in here and sign these contracts or policies. I'm not worried about that. I want to build the relationships. I'll get coffee, I'll take them to lunch, you know, get to know each other, get to know your vision, your dreams. Then we can talk about, okay, now that you have that trust, all right, let's talk about the finances and what we can do to help you. It could be as quick as you want, or it can take as long as you want. You know, the quicker the better, as far as getting your stuff straight and making that headway. You know, we talk about the rule of 72 and compound interest and all that. So the younger you start,
the better
off you're going to be. And you know, it's like you said, it's a fine line in the home. You don't want your kids to be worried about finances and things like that. You don't need them to know all your business, but you want them educated and understand you need to start saving or investing, or, you know, just trying to stay out of debt. And so I have a nine and a 10-year-old, and they invest half of, you know, their birthday money and their Christmas money that they get from relatives. And they're excited to do it now. So I push that on, and it's an early enough age, they don't miss it. They still get a couple toys. They still get to go out and do stuff, and then they get what they wanted most. But instead of that toy they play with once, and then it's done in the closet for the next 2 years, they got some money in an investment account that's going to grow over time. So, you know, they're already learning that, and I don't force them to do it. I give them that option. And now after doing that for a year and a half, they're excited. They want to invest more than half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, we can just do half. If you want to do more, that's fine. But let's sit on it and make sure that's what you want.
Yeah.
You know, because I want it to be their decision. I want them to get into that habit that will carry on throughout their lifetime. And I think that's important for the younger people, especially once they start getting their first job and they have that, you know, expense, car insurance, things like that. Don't just go blow it on video games. You know, put some of it away, spend it on the necessities. And then I have a little bit, you know, for date night or entertainment or whatever. But, you know, everything in moderation, so you get used to those good habits and carry them on for a lifetime.
Yeah, so discipline and routine. Yeah. I mean, those two things are hard. I mean, it's hard for anybody, right? I mean, discipline, I need to wake up every morning, go work out or run, right? And you could choose to sleep in, but the same thing with your finances. I mean, if you can be disciplined enough to make some other things happen, finances are important. I hate to say it. I mean, the way of the world is you have to have money. Right, you can't survive, especially not in America. I mean, if you can figure out how to do it, please let me know. because I'd love to escape to a cabin somewhere and, you know, grow my own vegetables and grow a big beard and live off the land, right? But I want my kids to be well educated. I want to enjoy life, you know, because you're only here for so long. But you have to be dedicated and disciplined and create a routine. And so I think if we start instilling that, and maybe that's an opportunity for us to maybe do this monthly, where we theme it to where next month is we talk 529s, because I'm going through that right now, right? 529 change recently, where you don't have to, you can do it, you can put money toward it, but you can start using it during the K-12 time frame to pay for school, private school and such like that, instead of saving it for college. So, but that helps, right? So mutual funds, and for all the, I mean, we're in Montgomery, Alabama. I don't know how many airmen are around here, but I would assume a lot, right? So talking TSP,
right?
You know, talking, you know, 401k if you fall into that new bucket, you know, of folks.
Right, exactly. And you mentioned 529s, and there have been changes. I just helped somebody a few months back with a 529, and there's options. Anybody can go online and start a 529. And you have an option of like four or five different funds you can invest in. If you got an advisor, that opens it up to, you know, 100 funds that are a little more well-managed and better access and better results typically that you just don't have access to as an individual, because they want to keep it simple. They don't want to confuse people. But if you got an advisor, you get access to more options. And those are things that I can help you with as well. So all that type of stuff. And then the military, you know, I got out, I understood, you know, I need to get a different type of insurance because I had the SGLI.
Yeah.
That's term. I needed something that was going to be permanent to make sure my kids were taken care of if something were to happen. And I wish I would have started that sooner before I retired. I've got it now. I feel great about it. I went 6 months without it, and I was miserable. I was like, what if something happens? You know? So I know personally the peace of mind I get once I got that in place. I was like, all right, something happens. My kids are taken care of. I'm good. But I had a little break there that I wish I wouldn't have had. And I don't want other people to go through that because it's stressful.
Yeah.
Not knowing, you know, what's going to happen if something were to happen. You want to have that peace of mind that your family's taking care of. So it's, you know, thinking about those things before you're retiring or separating, it's important. It can benefit early on. And I didn't really know that when I was on active duty. So, and you mentioned having an advisor. I have an advisor. You know, it takes the emotion out. My mentor is my financial advisor, and we sit down and talk just like I would with any other client about what my dreams and my vision is, and then he puts me on the right track, takes the emotion out of it, you know, so I can bounce things off of him, you know, so I don't go do something that I think is great because it's all emotion, and then I can get reality from him. So no, you don't want to put your money there. You need to do this because that's going to be more important. And so that's why it's important to have an advisor too. Just about every financial advisor has a financial advisor because they know that somebody else should manage your money to make sure the emotion's gone and you do the right things with it. So.
Yeah, we all need that. We all need that that person to check us on and then kind of, you know, balance us out too. I mean, and I think the other thing is, you know, by you allowing someone else to you know, I'm saying not just manage but mentor you, then that helps keep you abreast of everything else that's going on too. And you're not just old and grumpy and stuck and no, I'm just going to manage people like this when you've got someone else giving you more information and keeping you more informed about what's going on. So, I mean, we all should take that same practice, but so we'll end today's podcast with that. Phil, do you have anything else you want to say before we close it out?
I appreciate you inviting me out for this. I'm excited to collaborate with the workshop here on the 25th from 7 to 8. Again, it's on Facebook, on the events. Go ahead and RSVP, get your ticket, make sure there's space. We're going to do the first 40. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a free event.
First 40, free event, no cost. We'll have some refreshments here and provide some value, some education on finances, and a little networking to go along with it.
Yeah, so take advantage. We'll be here for it. Workshop's got a lot of stuff here in the next coming week. So we've got free coffee this coming Friday with Jeremiah Isaiah, which is tomorrow. That's from 8 to 12. So come in, stop by, get a free cup of coffee. The following week on the 20th, the day before International Yoga Day. We're going to do yoga instruction here with Core Vibe Studio. The 21st is another acrylic pour workshop with Abracadoodle. That's from 7 to 9. We'll have music. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later in the week. We're going to have Jeremiah here again with Espresso Coffee, providing a coffee experience, the great coffee that you tasted today. You'll get a little bit more of the action, the process behind the coffee and where it started and how it originated. And then we'll follow that next week with Phil's class, the financial workshop here at Workshop. Again, the time is from 6 to 7.
It's going to be 7 to 8.
7 to 8.
But we'll be here by 6:30 to network, socialize, have some refreshments, and just, you know, get to know each other before we start the workshop at 7.
All right, so you see that workshop has a lot going on, right? We've got yoga instruction. You've got an art event. You've got financial resources. You've got a band available. We're going to start hosting music lessons in the space. There's a lot going on in workshop, and there's going to be a lot in the coming months. In July, we've got two boutiques here, and then we're going to continue programming and scheduling events to give back and help, like what Phil's doing. So stay tuned. I want to thank a couple people, Grace and Lindsay. If you don't know them, you know them. Jeremiah Isaiah for the coffee this morning. Phil for showing up. We've got James Johnson doing the audio, and then we're going to release very soon all of our podcasts. You'll be able to get them through Apple. And then also, we are providing everybody an opportunity to listen to our playlist. So everything that you kind of hear in the background in terms of the music, not the cars, you know, speeding down the street, but the music will be available. You can go on Apple Music and download our playlist if you kind of like the songs. And we want to give each one of those artists credit for, you know, just being a part of our podcast. So thank you again for tuning in. Those who couldn't watch, go back and watch later. Thank you for the people that did watch and comment. I see you out there, mostly my mom, but that's cool. appreciate the support always. Heather Pierce Designs did the monogramming and logoing. Again, tune in next week. We'll have Elizabeth Ellen Digital here, and we'll be talking about social media, the importance of social media, and then how social media has helped Laugh and Workshop, and then also what Elizabeth Ellen Digital brings to Montgomery and brings to the local small business community. But thank y'all for tuning in. This was Talk Workshop Podcast.